This is the Cross Conference Cast, a women's soccer podcast. This show is hosted by Ruth Moore and myself, Joan Stewart. On Tuesday, we had the opportunity to talk to Kylie Torres, a young midfielder out of Orange Park, Florida. She saw action in every U17 CONCACAF game last year and has committed to the University of Virginia for this fall. We talked to her about her senior year, the 2010 U17 team, and what the near future might hold. She was wonderfully candid and shared a couple facts about herself that we were certainly not aware of and were quite surprised to learn. On a personal note, I didn't know too much about Kylie when Ruth suggested her as a guest, but I'm really glad we got to talk to her. She is bright, extremely well-mannered, and a good role model for all you young people out there. So please listen closely and enjoy our interview with Kylie Torres. I'm just here for moral support.
Unless Kylie's tired of dealing with me.
Moral support for Kylie.
So how are you doing, Kylie?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being really patient with us on this.
Thank you for being patient with me.
It's been mutual miscommunications. It's okay. So to start out, how's senior year going? Are you still playing? Are you still doing high school soccer?
No, we finished high school soccer, and I actually tore my hamstring in the middle of high school soccer, so I didn't get to play very much of it. But high school soccer's over, and now I'm with my club team. And we'll be going to regionals in the summer, and we're finishing up training for state cup.
Have you recovered from your injury?
I'm working on getting it stronger right now because it's still a little like weak. But I'm playing in games and like back training and stuff like that. I'm just like still in PT to like build it up and get it stronger and like back to complete 100%.
That's good to hear.
Thank you.
I mean, we were wondering because we've been following the U20 training camp rosters, and you were conspicuously absent from those.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an injury.
I got invited to one of the 18 camps a few weeks ago, and unfortunately had to turn it down because my hamstring wasn't like back to 100% yet. So that was a bummer, but hopefully soon it will be there. So.
Yeah, you've got a good amount of time to get back in there. The roster looks pretty different right now from the other training camp rosters anyways. Wait until you're ready. 100%. Okay, so you're working with your club team right now. And this fall you'll be going to University of Virginia.
Yes.
How did you pick Virginia?
I'm someone who like thinks about things a lot. So when it came to decision time, I thought about it a lot, and it was just the best fit for me. It was the best balance of academics and athletics. It was just the best balance for me, and I love the facilities and their campus, and of course they have like great academics, and I love how their team plays. And how they play with possession. I just love their style. So it was honestly just the best balance for me of both academics and athletics.
Did Morgan Bryan and Olivia Brannon figure in at all?
Olivia had been committed there for a while, and Morgan committed after me. So at that point, I didn't know she was going there because she was still dealing with all the Georgia stuff. That happened all pretty, like, I committed basically like right after I came back from Costa Rica, and Morgan was still like figuring that stuff out. But I'm really happy that she did decide to go to Virginia because she is one of my best friends, and that's going to be fun to compete and play with her for the next 4 years. I've been playing with her since I was like really little, so that's definitely a plus.
I mean, it looks like a really strong recruiting class, and I'm I mean, as someone that's followed Virginia for a while now, I'm really excited to see what you guys can do in your 4 years.
I'm excited. Thank you.
What other schools did you look at?
I looked at a bunch, but the three I came down to, like my final three, was UCLA, FSU, and Virginia. And those are the three I decided between in the end.
Oh, you made the best choice.
Yeah, I applaud that choice.
Yeah, we're not big Florida State fans here.
Yeah, so those are my three.
And it's probably the most, I mean, Virginia's beautiful. And there have been people on airplanes who tell me this all the time, apropos of nothing, will just be like, Virginia is so beautiful. I thought nothing could be more beautiful than Colorado, but Virginia is just gorgeous. And okay.
Yeah, I love it there. I love it there. It is really pretty.
And it's still East Coast. It's kind of, well, it's closer to home than UCLA, so.
Yeah, and we just got back from our official, so I was actually just down there. It was really fun, really pretty.
Cool. So instead of looking forward, let's look back now. How has your game changed or improved in the past year?
Do you mean like when I was like in with the 17s?
Just in general, or that, I mean, it has been a year now since the qualifiers.
I think after Costa Rica, I think that gave me, like, a lot of inspiration to train, and just because that feeling, like, that was, like, our entire dream for 2 years. Like, that's all we focused on, like, woke up in the morning thinking about, and when we lost to Canada, I think that just, you know, that's when I said, like, okay, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm just going to train really hard, and I want to be the best, and I want to be the best I can be. So I definitely think that, like, training-wise, like, it kind of put things in perspective for me. And I was like, you know, I really want to get back out there. Like, after losing that dream, which I had focused on for 2 years, it kind of made me angry, and I just wanted to go after it and get right back on it because, I mean, that was our dream. So it definitely, like, made me stronger, I think, that whole experience of losing. And just, I just want it, and I still want it just as bad. I mean, I remember that day. It was different, like, yesterday. I think you could ask any of us that, and we'd remember that day. So I think it definitely made me stronger and made my training, like, intense and stuff like that. So
it was a big motivating factor, big mental push.
Yes. A big motivator. Whenever I'm tired in the game, I remember that feeling and those last few minutes of the game, and it definitely pushes me through.
That must be a big motivator. I mean, that was devastating to watch.
It's just, we didn't lose a game in like the 2 years we trained together, and then we lose one game. And, like, we're done. We get knocked out. And it was just, and especially because if we wouldn't have been in that division, then third place would have gone. So it was really devastating, but you grow from those things, and eventually it will make us, each member of that 17 team, stronger, I think, in the end.
So is that a mentality you've always had? Because when some people come up against adversity like that, there's a thought that, oh, I should just quit, like, I'll never get this good again, or it's really hard. Is this something that, does it come from your family? Is this something, like, you learned over time, or?
I think I've had to deal with quite a little bit of adversity in my life. When, about 4 years ago, I got in a really bad car accident. We got hit by a semi-truck, and I was really close to death, so I think that experience, and having to come back from that, and, like, on top of that, multiple injuries, definitely taught me that, like, if I can get through that, and I can, and, like, see the best in that, and grow and get stronger from that, I knew I could get through anything. And, like, you have to take the good, I mean, if you just look at it negatively, and you never learn and grow from it, then, I mean, shame on you, because those are, the way I look at them is it's a test. it's like a roadblock, and it keeps the people out from who really don't want it. And if you want it, you can get past it, and you'll keep moving forward. So it's definitely, I learned at a very young age from just having to come back from all my injuries. I've been injured so many times in the car accident. I mean, and I do think it's in my family, too. I mean, just like my sister, she swims in Miami, and like just watching her and how hard she trained to get into Miami and swim there, like, it definitely, like, taught me to just go after your goals and just, you know, like, take adversity in the face and just go for it. So I definitely think it's both the mentality I learned and from my family, as they've always taught me to never give up, so, and just go after it, so, both probably.
Wow, that's incredible, like, yeah, compared to a semi, Canada's nothing. Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like high school, whatever. Oh my goodness.
Before I played for the U.S., when I was 15 years old, I played for Puerto Rico in the CONCACAF qualifiers. And Morgan actually played for the U.S. when she was 15, so I was playing for a different country. And then after that, I switched to the U.S. when I was actually 17, and I played for them, and that, and the car accident happened before all of that, though, but...
Wow. Is your family's from Puerto Rico?
Well, my dad's Puerto Rican, so I'm half Puerto Rican, and my grandparents are from there, so I was allowed to play with them.
That's really cool. I lived briefly in Puerto Rico as a child.
But... Oh, wow. Joan, this isn't about you.
Sorry. Well... that's where I first saw The Land Before Time, so it was really important to me. If you could remember where you first saw The Land Before Time, it would matter to you, too. But this is about Kylie. I'm sorry. Continue, Ruth.
Well, I had no idea about you playing for Puerto Rico. Were the U-17s, that was the first time you were with the U.S.?
Yeah, that was the first time I was with the U.S. because I was with Puerto Rico before that and the CONCACAF before that. And I had to make the switch, which was a long, complicated process, and having to switch countries. I won't go into that. This is a really long process. So I had to do that like while I was in training camps with the 17s, and I was working on that too.
Wow. Like most of what we see these days is U.S. players going elsewhere. I don't think we see a lot coming in, although Sydney Leroux, I guess, is one of the more prominent ones, but
yeah.
That's really impressive to make that switch.
Thank you.
Now my next question doesn't really seem to matter all that much. No, this is great. I had wanted to ask you to, just given all of the changes in the U.S. women's program over the past year, after you guys played in regionals, have you been following the U-20s and the national team?
Yeah, I have been following the U-20s a little bit, especially like my friend Morgan. She goes to a lot of the camps, so I get to hear about them all the time. I love watching the full team, so that's always fun. And I've definitely been following them because definitely want to hopefully get back in there at some point. And I mean, I just love following all the teams, so it's fun.
That's good to hear. Well, there's been a lot of criticism on the national team and the program right now from outside sources. Criticizing development and just the way the system works, and the U-17s are generally left out of that, and you guys are just kind of left as a footnote. But if you can you reflect on that U-17 journey, and maybe how you see it fitting into your journey in the program?
Yeah. Well, Kaz is our coach, and I honestly think he had the right idea. He had the right view. He wanted us to play like men. He wanted us to play like Barcelona. He pushed us. He told us, like, you can play that way. You can play fast. You can beat people 1v1. And I think that's what we're missing. And those creative players, those players that can take anyone on and say, I'm going to beat you, and I'm going to make you look like a fool. Like, just like that 1v1 and that quick passing. Like, and our, like, model team was Barcelona. So when we stepped on the field, we envisioned ourselves, because he had us do this, as a Barcelona player, and we were going to play like Barcelona. We were going to play like men. And so he pushed us, and he never, never accepted anything less. And I think we did. I mean, I think the way that we, our 17 team, moved the ball around was amazing. I think from, like, the very first camp to the very last camp, just, it was incredible, like, the difference and how fast we could move it. And unfortunately, in the Canada game, we didn't do so well. And, I mean, you know how that goes, one and you're out. But I definitely think that that's the mentality that we need to move forward with, is looking for those creative players, those game changers. And just being, we can't really rely on our athleticism anymore, because, I mean, people are catching up, and there's a lot more athletic people out there. So I think that Cavs' mentality of pushing us to play like men and take people on and have the ability to use your feet to get out of situations, I mean, I think that's really what we're missing and what we need. And if I think if everyone who is on that 17 team can carry that forward, I think it will make our national team stronger in the future.
From what you've heard from Morgan, do you think that can persist in the under the new coaches and then in the new system?
Yeah, I think it can. I think they're definitely working on that. And I mean, you have to believe it. I mean, if you believe that it can happen and you can do it, then you can do it. You have to buy into it. You mean, your coaches can say as much as they want and the way they want you to play, but unless you believe you can play that way, then and you're not. So I definitely think that it's looking good and that those coaches can definitely get them there. So
that's good. That's very good to hear. So you had the injury and you've been called into a camp, but had to decline it. So you're still looking to pursue this U20 cycle. You're still definitely working towards that.
Yes, absolutely.
And what are your goals for freshman year at Virginia, on the field and off?
Well, I definitely want to get on the field, because I will not be happy sitting on the bench. I love to play, and I definitely want to be out there and be a part of their success and be a part of the team and just get on the field and play is really, like, my goal. And just to, you know, I want to develop in college. I don't just want to stop, because I have goals after college, too. So I definitely want to still trying to become the best I can be in developing and, like, get on the field. So, and definitely try to get in some of those camps. So I think those are my main goals going into my freshman year.
Those are good goals, especially individually. Joan, did you have any further questions?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to go with the cliche stuff. So your U17 team was modeled after Barcelona, but do you have a favorite team and a favorite player?
Yeah.
Let's get these Tiger Beat questions out.
It's definitely Barcelona, and my favorite player has to be Messi. I love him. I love the way he plays. He's the littlest guy out there, but he kills everyone. He just dribbles right through him, so he's definitely my favorite player.
On the women's side, is there a favorite, like a player you look up to at all?
Like, that's currently?
Currently, past, whatever.
Yeah, for sure. I think that a past player would, of course, be like Mia Hamm and Michelle Akers. They're definitely inspiration to me, and just like how hard they worked, especially Michelle's journey with everything she did. And I just saw actually a clip of Kelly O'Hara the other day, and so I like how she plays too. So yeah, I like a lot of them. So
very good choice.
Kelly O'Hara.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I really like her. I love how she plays.
What clip did you see? Was it from Stanford or Boston or FC Gold Pride?
I think it was with the Boston team. I'm pretty sure it was with the Boston team.
Yeah, I haven't
And
seen.
I like went on to Nike and she her face was like on Nike or something. So it was kind of weird. It was funny.
Yeah, well, that could be you one day.
Thank you. Hopefully.
You're working. Well, thank you so much for talking with us,
No,
Kylie.
thank you. And thank you for being so patient. I'm sorry for all the miscommunication.
Oh,
Oh, it's no
that's
problem.
totally cool. Well, you have a good evening and good luck with the rest of your school year and good luck at Virginia.
Thank you. You have a good evening too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all the time we had with Kylie. This episode was produced and edited by me, Joan Stewart. If you like to learn more about this show and the type of stuff we cover, please visit crossconference.com. If you have any thoughts about the show, please share them on our website or email us. We love getting email at crossconference@gmail.com. All of our shows are completely free, and you can find them on iTunes or on our website, which is, once again, crossconference.com.